Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Hey friends, so glad you're tuning in this summer. Our job as intercessors for our kids never takes a break, does it? I'm your host, Leedeen Heiss, and this is episode 59 of the Moms in Prayer podcast. Today is week 2 of our month of short training podcasts to help you build a lasting prayer legacy for your children and schools using Moms in Prayer's 4 Steps of Prayer. Today, I'm joined by a New England Moms in Prayer Division Coordinator, Pat Kenny, and the Heartland Division Coordinator, Gail Haddon. If you missed either of the last 2 training podcasts, simply scroll back in your feed back to episode 57 with USA Country Coordinator Susan Shepherd, or episode 58 last week covering praise. We are trying to be relentlessly helpful as you prepare to lead or train your groups in the fall. As an area coordinator, I know how easy it is to drift from the 4 steps if you aren't familiar with them. Everyone can use a brush up. Before we jump in, registration is quickly filling to our global celebration, Awaken Hope, in Southern California in October. There is still room for you. Jump on the website to register for Awaken Hope at momsinprayer.org. You can also find our podcast show notes right there on the Moms in Prayer blog. Are you following the hashtag Moms in Prayer on Twitter and Instagram? It is so fun to see your summertime pictures. Be sure to hashtag us into your posts so we can follow along. Hey, we love having you here. Let's get started. In our last episode, we discussed the first step of a Moms in Prayer Hour, praise. We also covered who's qualified to lead a Moms in Prayer Hour, the supplies that you would need. Boy, they're minimal. And we even modeled what that first part of a Moms in Prayer meeting would sound like, praying in one accord. If you missed that episode, be sure to head back and listen to that one as well. But today, I'm joined by my friends, Gail Haddon and Pat Kenny, to discuss the second step of prayer, confession. Gail and Pat, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Thanks. Hi, Lee. Thanks.
Well, it is so fun to have both of you. Gail, would you briefly introduce yourself and how you came into Moms in Prayer?
Sure, Lee. I came into Moms in Prayer. I heard about it first when I lived in Nebraska. My kids were in preschool. Then we moved to Minnesota, and someone asked me to be part of a Moms in Prayer group at my kids' elementary school. And I said, yes, I'd love to, because I really wanted to know how to pray for my kids. I was a believer, but I really didn't know how to do that. So I was a member there, and then my husband got transferred. We moved to Oklahoma. I wanted more moms to know about it, and so I got to serve as an area coordinator in my county. And then I got to serve as a regional coordinator for multiple counties in Oklahoma, in Oklahoma City. Then we got transferred to Houston, and I served as a regional coordinator in Houston and on the Southern Texas State team. When we moved to Kansas, the Lord called me to serve as the Kansas State coordinator. And I did that for 6 years, which was a joy because Terry and I grew up in Kansas, the Sunflower State. And right now I'm serving as the Heartland Regional Coordinator for 7 states. In that journey, I have lived also in Southern California and in Oklahoma again. I am so blessed to get to see a big picture of this ministry across the nation in my journey.
Oh, I love how Moms in Prayer moms stay involved in the ministry. And I'm sure you found this, Gail, from place to place, wherever you go, you find a tribe when you join the Moms in Prayer community that's at work there.
Oh, definitely. This has been a lifeline to me as I've moved from place to place to find like-hearted women to pray with me.
Oh, it's so good. And Pat, you're here with us to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'd love to. I started with Moms in Prayer when I was a brand new Christian. I was in my 30s with 3 young girls, and I had no idea how to pray. I knew certain prayers that were words I had to say, but I didn't know how to pray in one accord with the Spirit and with other women. So I was invited to a Moms in Prayer group. I went, I was very intimidated. I don't think I spoke at all the first time that we were together, but the Lord worked in my heart and I have been transformed. My faith walk has grown. I've seen small answers to prayer. I've seen big answers to prayer. And the Lord put it on my heart to share this with other women. And so from there, I became a leader, not right away, but when I felt that the Lord was called me to it. And then from there, I became an area coordinator and then a state coordinator. And now I'm a division coordinator for the New England area. And it's just been a blessing. God has just blessed me. Even now, I feel my faith grows stronger hearing the stories of other women as we share how He's answered prayer. It's a beautiful thing.
I love Moms in Prayer. I love that it transforms us. And I love the caliber of women I get to work with. It's so fun to see you guys both today. Yeah. Gail, the word confession sounds scary. That's our second step of prayer and actually can sound really unfun. But we should probably explain right from the start that this step of prayer is actually done silently, right?
That is right. And it's not scary. It is silent. Confession. Well, Lee, you know, praise, thanksgiving, and intercession, we do those in one accord with the other moms, but confession is special because it's one accord just with me and with God. And I'm not distracted by hearing what God's dealing with you about because you're not speaking it out loud. I am just listening to what God's telling me and responding to Him. And I love that Fern Nichols, who is our ministry founder, told us one time that a pure heart is behind the power of prayer. And so confession is hugely important as one of our four steps. But it's not scary. Leaders, don't be afraid to let God do His work in that 2 or 3 minutes of silence. Let women hear from Him and respond to Him. It's powerful.
It is powerful. Pat, why does moving from a time of confession naturally flow after a time of praise?
Well, there's power in the praise because we're focused on God. So when we start our prayer, the praise gets us into who He is. For instance, when we pray that God is being faithful, we become aware of our own lackluster faith. We become aware that He is almighty, He's powerful, He is the ultimate faithful God. And in light of God's faithfulness, my faith is meager. But confession is a time to get right with the Lord. And that's the time where we can go deeper in prayer.
Why do we need to ask for forgiveness again if we're already forgiven in Jesus when we become a Christian?
We sin every day. And just by being alive, because we are all sinners, imperfect, we're all broken vessels. And so it's highlighted when we praise God. It highlights the fact that we need Him and that we are unworthy, yet He is worthy. I mean, I'll give you an example. I mean, this is a perfect example because I felt this happened a lot as my girls grew. I would go to my Moms in Prayer group. I would sit down at the table and my heart was irritated. I might have been, you know, harsh with the girls. They didn't get their shoes on in time. They didn't get their lunch box ready for the bus. Some of them were late for the bus. I had to wave the bus down. And I got to the table and realized, Lord God, that I'm in Your presence and I need forgiveness. I just need it. Because my heart was just not ready. So my heart needs to be right with the Lord before we start and actually do the hard work of prayer.
I so get that. Gail, I'm sure you do too, because every single day presents mothers with the opportunity to confess, right? I mean, like there are no perfect moms, even when you have kids who are grown, right?
Oh, that is for sure. So why are we going to confess? Well, one, it's a command. I mean, 1 John 1:9, which is on our prayer sheet today, says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So let's start there. But, you know, also, gosh, we want to have fellowship with God who loves us so much. And I think of a verse from Isaiah 59:2 that tells us that our sins have hidden God's face from us so that He will not hear our prayers. We need to be heard. We, as we're moving into intercession for our children, I don't want any of my hidden sins to impact whether or not God hears and the power to flow. I love this verse from 1 John 1:6-7, because I kind of feel like it's a get real with God verse. It says, if we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in darkness, we lie. And we do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. We don't want to restrict the flow of the Holy Spirit because of our unconfessed sin. We want to be fully surrendered to the Lordship so that our prayers flow and there's power there. So confession is a really important step.
I totally agree. And this confession gives us a new measure of confidence to intercede.
Absolutely, right. And I find often that we finish our time of confession and we go into the Thanksgiving, but when we finish our time of confession, I feel as though hearts are lifted, that we have just peeled off anything that was holding us back, any bondage that we may have. It's actually a beautiful thing. And the confidence comes from the Lord. I mean, in Hebrews 4:16, it tells us, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence. This is how the Lord wants us to come. But we cannot have confidence if we have things that are burdening our hearts with sin. And so that we can receive the mercy and find grace to help and to help us in our time of need. It's a beautiful thing knowing that we're not condemned. We are loved. We are forgiven.
We want to have full access to God. And I know that sin stops up not our ability to talk to him. It's not like he tunes out his ears and says la, 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 la to us when we have a disagreement with our kids, but it stops up at least a part of the flow in our conversation. And I don't know about you guys, but I am desperate for him to show up in every area of my motherhood. You guys too?
Absolutely. Right. And in our moms and prayer group, it also gives us unity with the women that we pray with.
Because we all need Jesus to show up. So Gail, this prayer that we're praying, it isn't just like, God, forgive me, I'm a sinner. And that's what we say, this like blanket statement.
Right, right. We want to go beyond that simple prayer of salvation that we prayed. You know, Lee, I kind of think of it like weeding my garden. I don't go to my garden and just pull off the flowering head of the weed and say, okay, got that one. That's just the symptom that there's a weed. When I weed my garden, I need to go to the root. So I really think confession is similar to that. There are symptoms of my sin, and then there's the roots of my sins. Well, like for instance, when I'm feeling anxious and fearful and worried, I know that is a symptom of sin. It's like the flower head of that weed, but I know there's a root there. And so I need to confess that anxiousness and my worriedness, but I want to go deeper and get the root out and say, Lord, I can see I am not trusting you with something. I am trying to control something that is not mine to control, and I confess that to you. Or if I get angry and I get this self-righteous attitude going on with my kids and I'm unkind and I say something that I'm sorry about, I need to confess to the Lord and I need to confess to them. But I want to get the root, and that root is pride. And I need to confess that, because God, when we are in confession time with him, he reveals truth to us. Confession is really agreeing with God about what my sin is and then surrendering to Jesus as our Lord. In Romans 12, it tells us that we're to be living sacrifices before him. We need to repent and turn away from that root sin, and we need to make plans to change.
All during that small time of confession, we're working on that. We can rest in knowing too that Christ has already forgiven us. So isn't that a part of our confession time? Is this overflowing gratitude?
Definitely. Yes. The gratitude. And then also we get to ask God to help us as we move forward. He doesn't leave us stuck. Mm-hmm. He is there to help us as we repent and ask him to help us change.
Pat, is this a part of the hour that you've come to dread, this small window of confession?
No, absolutely not. And I think that the more comfortable you get with the four steps of prayer, the more important you find that this confession time is. I mean, it really is truly freeing. As Gal had talked about, you know, it's the Lord, he searches our hearts. So the Holy Spirit's convicting our hearts of what we may try to hide behind those closed doors in our heart. And so this actually is a freeing time, I find, because once we allow that quiet time to have the Spirit indwell in us, working on our hearts, it makes us realize there really is nothing that we can hold back. We have to let it all out. And so it's a beautiful thing. It's freeing and the burdens are released of that sin.
I love that. And because this is a silent time, it would be awkward for us to model this out loud. But I was thinking, Pat and Gail, since we have you here, I'd love everybody to hear how we transition from praise into confession. And then kind of like after a short pause, let's model how you would lead the transition into our third step, Thanksgiving. So Pat, would you be our group leader today and help us transition from praise using the attribute faithful?
Sure, that's great. Gail, why don't you do one more praise, and then as a group leader, I will agree with that praise, and then I'll transition into the confession.
Okay, great. Okay, Father God, we come before you and praise you that you are faithful in all that you do, that you are faithful to your promises. And I praise you that that's not only true to me, but it's true to my kids and to my grandkids.
Yes, Lord, I agree with what Gail tells us, because you are a faithful God. Because of your great love, we are not consumed. Your compassions never fail. And Lord, in light of your compassion and your faithfulness, we go now into a time of quiet confession. Because you tell us in 1 John, you tell us if we confess our sins, you are faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord God, we come to you now in a time of quiet where you, your Holy Spirit, we ask you to search our hearts individually. Normally, I would make it at least 1 to 3 minutes long. And there are times when our Moms in Prayer group ladies get together that the Spirit desires me to actually take longer. And it might be me that needs more time, or it might be that I just sense that there's a need for us to be in more quiet. And at the very end of that quiet, at the end of our confession, where we've in our own hearts and minds and souls, have had that one-on-one with our Lord and Savior and asked for forgiveness, then I go back to remind all of us in God that we do stand on his promises, that he is faithful to forgive us our sins. And from there, I will automatically go into, and because of his faithfulness, we have great reason to be thankful. And now we go into a time of thanksgiving for all the Lord has done. And that's how we transition.
That's it. It's that
That's
easy.
Right. It's easy.
Okay, so Gail, as a group leader, I know this happens sometimes. What if someone confesses out loud? How do we respond as a group leader?
Oh, that's a great question, because sometimes that does happen, especially when you have new people in your group that aren't familiar with your format yet. But grace always reigns in Moms in Prayer. So when that does happen, I just stop and ask the Lord silently, okay, Lord, do I pause and stay silent and let our members have their silent time of confession with you because they know that is what phase we're in? Or is it time for me to move the group into Thanksgiving and just transition them? But either way, it's grace, grace, grace. But I got to tell you, Lee, that just like Pat did, I lead into it by verbally saying, as a reminder, that we're going to go into a time of silent confession as I transition into it. And so there really rarely is a problem with this because people remember the format.
Mm-hmm. And I know that there have been times where we've needed that confession time to look a little bit different because somebody's weeping. And that's where we get to be sensitive as leaders to the Spirit, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. That is exactly true. I love that the Holy Spirit leads this. And the leader, sensitive and asking the Holy Spirit, will hear what God has her to do.
And each member has that opportunity as well to be sensitive to where God is leading us. You guys, that was so easy. Thanks for helping us understand the nuts and bolts and beginning of our hour of prayer. Is there anything else you've thought of as we've been talking that we missed?
One of the things that I think is important to remember is that there might be times during confession that a woman may weep and the rest of us recognize that they're going through a difficulty. And that's also a time as a leader, you know, that when your moms in prayer hour is over, that tends to be a time that I, as a leader, would say, anyone who wants to stay, we would love to pray for you. And that often happens because women will recognize that my sister's hurting. Whatever that hurt is, we just want to pray over you. So because we want to stick with our moms in prayer hour and make it that it is focused on children and schools, there's opportunity to love with grace, love, and compassion on your sisters in prayer.
Oh, that was so well said. Yep.
Great point, Pat.
It's a blessing, isn't it, you guys?
It is. And confession, sometimes women don't really understand what it is and the value of it. And because we are a discipleship ministry, we are training women how to communicate with God. And so confession is a really important part that leaders set the tone for and lead the way in. I love that about this ministry.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, thanks so much for joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Lee.
Wasn't that helpful? I always breathe a sigh of relief when we begin the step of silent confession. The silence and pause before the Lord to reconcile with Him is always so necessary and soothing for me. Such a good time to quiet my heart in the motion of motherhood. We hope you're savoring these lazy days of summer with your family, but tuning in each week to keep cultivating your heart for a global impact on the next generation through prayer. Moms are making the difference, friends. Moms who own their imperfections before the God who loves us relentlessly. Moms just like you. See you next week.